B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Watson takes the knee. Bill O'Brien will cross the field and shake hands with Bill Belichick momentarily. The Texans improve to 8-4. The Patriots, meanwhile, fall to 10-2. They drop behind Baltimore in the AFC race. And they try to get healthy when they go back home before they entertain the Kansas City Chiefs next Sunday in Foxborough following this 28-22 loss here in Houston.
Well, some things to be alarmed by, for sure, last night. A few things. You alarmed, Zoe?
Yeah. How can you not be?
Well, are you worried that they've got no shot to win the Super Bowl? Are you at that point yet?
I think the quarterback said it today. I think there are some realistic expectations. And he's kind of been saying that for weeks, right? He saw it last night come.
Has he? Has he been saying that?
Not realistic expectations, but something's not right.
Well, we know his feelings.
There's no help coming.
We know his feelings on the season and the help around him.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, he doesn't say it directly, but I think if...
I mean, they fight. They fight. I mean, you take that out of the game. There's no quit in this team. I mean,
do they fight, though? I mean, does everybody on that offense fight? Did Mohamed Sanu fight last night? Did Philip Dorsett fight last night? I do have those questions a little bit because there were times where they looked disinterested. That to me was
Here's the problem. We don't know what the percentage that Sanu was at, right? And I know Bedard said, you know, he's trying to watch it too. I didn't see any cutting. I didn't see any downfield routes. I mean, everything was short with him. It's slant. It's underneath crosser. It's almost like he was out there as a decoy. Sanu. I'm talking about Sanu. And I knew it right away. Third down. First third down of the damn game. You got two rookies in a slot to the left. I called it. I said, what are we doing? Like, he was in there. You're up 3-0. You have the ball. You moved it well in that first drive. You stalled again. You had a first and goal to 6. Oh, by the way, he kicked another field goal down in there tight. And then he's in there in the mix in the first two downs of that drive. And then third down, what are we doing here? We take him out. He's standing on the sideline. And then you go through about a quarter and a half of, okay, he and Harry have just been relegated to sideline duty. And I'm watching McDaniels function. And I'm
seeing a lot of Jacoby Myers in that game last night.
Yeah.
A lot of Jacoby Myers.
Well, that kid will come to play every day at least.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Great.
It might not be right. It might not look right. But that kid's got balls.
I would agree with that.
He's got balls.
He plays hard.
And sometimes you got to saddle up with guys who got balls. And I said this after the game. You got to figure out. Who you want to go to war
yeah,
with?
Yeah, but there's a problem, though. There's a problem, though, with that. Well, Jacoby Myers is not that good.
What does that mean? He's an undrafted free agent. Yeah, we know that.
He is what he is.
Yeah.
And I know some people think he's going to blossom into something more than what he is based on what? I don't know. You'd have to tell me. But, sorry, you're not winning playoff games if you need to play Jacoby Myers as much as you're playing him last night.
I mean, you could play.
You need
other things to layer. And I think that's the biggest problem here as far as Dorsett. All of a sudden, Dorsett's elevated to a 1 or 2. Ideally, he's a 3, right?
Yeah.
He's an outside 3 guy. Now, all of a sudden, you're asking him to, hey, little signal. Oh, we blew that route again. I mean, how many times will you blow routes? They blew routes down in Philly. You know, ball's going one way. You got guys cutting the other way. This should not be happening, 11 weeks into the season. These are reoccurring themes, and that's why you say, hey, are you worried? Yeah, you are worried because these are things that continue to happen. Patriots always been good at what? Not making the same mistake over
sure.
and over and over. Because then it comes to coaching, then it comes to having good veteran leadership. And, I still think they have good veteran leadership. I just don't think they have the pieces right now. Or I don't know if they will. Like, your defense have to go out and ball. Best thing you have is you have 3 home games, 4 left. 3 or 4 in 1 road game in Cincinnati, worst team in football. I mean, you screw it up, it's your own fault.
Yeah, but regardless of the wins and losses, what we said.
That is what it is. That's how you grade it.
No, I mean, in terms of what we think about this team, we're going to need to see something get better every week. And last night, it felt like a step back.
That's not a good defense you went up against.
No.
Really not. You don't have Clowney. You don't have Watt. Yeah. I mean,
And Brady had time to throw the ball in that game last night.
Yeah, tool bags.
He did. He got moved off his spot.
SWAT uniforms.
Yeah. But he was able to use more time to throw the football, and time didn't help because guys can't get separation.
They can't get open. I'm there.
And that includes your boy Jacoby Myers, yeah, everybody.
I'm watching. There's nobody open.
Nobody can
get open. I don't have a tough time getting
open. Can't get open.
This is something I saw last night, too, and I want to ask you about today. There was one of those plays in particular where Brady had, 3.5 seconds. He's holding the ball, and he's looking downfield, and he's looking downfield. And they were either in the red zone or close to it. And all the receivers were backed up and essentially on the goal line, well past what would have been a first down or even, just a good completion. Are they, in this offense, and especially these guys, they coached never to come back to the ball? They're essentially, they went out, they ran their routes, obviously at that point, they completed them, and now they're freelancing. Now they're just trying to get open. And I'm looking at the middle of the field.
Who are the two guys that don't do that? It's Edelman. White.
Right.
Edelman and White, because they played, they understand the spacing, they know the offense, they know Tom. Tom knows them. That's who he's comfortable with. He said it today too. Like, Nikhil's in his third game. What do you expect him to do? Like, that's part of the realistic expectations. We're going to battle with guys playing his third game, and here we are fighting for a number one seed. There's things that don't match up here. Sanu, catching the ball short. He should be better than that.
Right.
That tells me he ain't right. Something ain't right there.
I hope that's what it is. I hope that's a physical thing
because you couldn't separate. You get knocked off your jam. You drop the one. When you're dropping balls like that, you're fighting through something.
Like that drop. Really, though? I mean, it hit you in the hands.
He's got to catch that,
What more did you need to fight through?
Like, I don't know. Maybe he knocks you off. You feel.
What is it in his hands that he couldn't grip the football and grab it?
Linebacker, how is that not pass interference, by the way?
Linebacker turns. It's illegal contact.
It should have
what it is.
The linebacker turned and ran straight at him and hit him.
Right.
Okay, regardless, he was there, and the ball hit him in the hand.
So when you hit it, and then your foot hits, you feel a twinge or a pain through your leg. Like, and it freaks you out. And
maybe.
That's part of it, man. I mean, I felt that pain. You feel pain, and you clench up. You tense up. That could be part of it with him. But, he catches one where you're short. You're
getting hit. He did. He fought through that part of the play.
What are you doing catching
a
ball?
He fought right through it and got himself to a position where he was open enough for Brady to hit him in the hands with a pass and drop.
And there's another one where he catches it.
Now, the play call, by the way, is crap anyway on that play. Why they're throwing it in that situation, I don't know. And I think that might be a larger problem that has not been discussed enough.
That's the 4th and 6 inches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that call.
How'd you like the play calling on the first drive? They run some more. Yeah. And then when they get into the red zone, but now we're going to change things.
I mean, that little half roll? That's worked a lot this year.
I could sense your frustration on the play calling on the first drive.
As soon as I see him even start rolling before it even developed, I'm like, I threw something up in the air. Like,
this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And then they get away from Sony Michel last night, who was running the ball well early. I didn't get that either. They're afraid to run the ball. They don't have the confidence to run the ball. In fact, no better play than the extra point, the two-point conversion try that resulted in them taking the delay of game penalty.
I knew that right away.
Which then resulted in the missed kick.
You could just tell by formation that was going to be a handoff to James White, and Brady gets up there and like, Jesus, they got 7 guys in the box. We're not burning a timeout. He's told that.
No, but my point is, though, that if you're going to call a run play there, and all it takes for you to say, we're not running a play here, is to just load up the box, that's it? And then you say, can't run now. Nope, won't do it. We're afraid to do it. So instead, we'll try a 38-yard field goal with our 4th kicker of the season. Extra point try, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out. But they don't have the confidence to run the ball.
No, they don't.
They don't, and they get away from it, and they don't commit to it, and I don't know what that is.
Good luck if you call today and you attack Sony Michel, too. I'll light your ass up on this one.
Whoa, that is a warning.
Yeah.
That is a warning from Zoe. Do not call and attack Sony Michel.
You know what that means.
That's his fault.
Sony Michel haters. 617-779-0985.
Wait till 2 on that one.
Bring it for Zoe. I want to hear Zoe get fired up. He's on short sleep. He's on a trip back from Houston, and he is not about to take your crap about Sony Michel. Not going to do it today.
We ain't putting up a crap today. Not that crap. Crap.
So more to get to on this offense. 617-779-0985. Also, a bad night for the defense. Not a good night for those guys either. All around, bad game in Houston last night, but the Patriots are still 10-2.
Yeah.
That's the positive here. Still a 10-2 football team.
Got a month of football left.
What will they do with it? 617-779-0985. Reacting to last night's Patriots loss in Houston with your calls here on Zolak and Bertrand next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's just interesting to me. You bring in two rookies and takes the new out on 3rd and 5.
The two rookies are to the left along with Edelman. Short side of the field. Two receivers right, including James White. Man. Now Edelman motions left to right, covered up in the man from Houston. The twist up front, picked up, and a throw to the left, intercepted, picked off by Roby. Runs it back right across the 15, tackled inside the 10. Bradley Roby, the former Bronco, with an interception return to the New England 6.
I don't know whether to blame the throw or the route. I'm going to start with blaming the throw. It's a bad throw to the backside. But again, you get two rookies in on 3rd and 5. You know, it's man-to-man. Brady looks. And he stepped under, he undercut Harry here. He's trying to get the ball to Harry to the backside. Harry kind of pulls up, then he goes down. But I'm still going with it's a bad throw there. But again, why you do not have a veteran in on a 3rd and 5? You're on the road, up 3.
Can you take us back to the interception and just work us out on that play?
I threw it and they got it. Bad result.
Well, that really explains it all. Thank you, Tom Brady. Who was worse last night at the podium, Bill or Tom? I think it was Bill.
Bill, it was so uncomfortable.
Bill was brutal. Bill, that was a brutal press conference. What happened to Chipper Bill? You asked a question, and I thought, oh, okay, let's see what he gives.
Running backs and tight ends.
Like, nothing.
Did you not? You know, is there something they did quirky that you didn't see there? Like I think they studied the Ravens. Like Ravens hurt you with tight ends and running backs. That's a credit to Billy O'Brien looking back and say, okay, what's their one loss at Baltimore?
So the Ravens.
How did you hurt the defense?
Right.
You
know, the Texans did their homework.
The boogeyman. How did you attack
prepared.
The boogeyman?
They prepared for the game.
You know what? We're gonna throw the ball to the tight ends and try and sneak them out, leak them out, just like the Ravens do. I mean, they weren't difficult throws. They were just a little misdirection, off play action. Off boot with an athletic quarterback. Pretty smart by Billy. Instead of just putting him in spread and letting Deshaun sit in the pocket and get killed. Like, give him some help to get him going. And that got him going early. That was a big running back tight end game for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like, you look at the two losses, I'd say that's where the defense struggled against those two personnel groups.
So
running backs, tight ends.
Does that mean that there is now a...
Could be a matchup issue there.
Exactly.
Well, you got Kelce coming in. You got some fast backs now.
Is there a blueprint?
Maybe.
Is there a blueprint to beat the boogeymen?
You got to prove...
And to beat this Patriots defense.
Maybe. And it's a pretty good team coming in with an athletic quarterback that can throw on the run.
Yep.
Yeah, they love the tight end. He loves himself, too.
So if we could go back to the offense for a moment, why is it that Josh McDaniels gets no blame for what it is that has gone wrong with this offense? And by the way, on that pick that we just played, mm-hmm. the sound, everybody was wrong on that one. Bad throw, bad route.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything about the play was bad.
Just like it's a disastrous throw. Like, okay, you didn't look, you just threw it.
That's why you were having a hard time. You're like, oh, who do I blame?
Then you look at it and said, wow, that's a hell of a play by Roby. Roby's a good player, but that's a veteran making a hell of a play on a guy in his third game. You know, to what Tom Curran said on it too. He got posted up. Yeah, you went right through him. Best thing about Harry is what his size, right? You gotta have that knack to be able to square that guy off, come flatter. Was there times during practice this week where they just ran that play, the defense scripted it, and you're going against the scout team D, and you know, they give you that slant. It's just an easy pitch and catch backside. There's your first third down. Okay, we're gonna put those guys left. Okay, look great in practice. Is he fading upfield in practice? Is he not coming flatter?
Well, yeah. If you watch a clip from when he first came off IR.
Thank you.
He was in practice, and I know it circulated on Twitter a couple weeks back. He runs a slant, and he gets chewed out in practice. It's just one of those moments where all of a sudden
it's that precision part of the offense that just isn't there. You know, but I expect you to be at a certain spot. You know, I got to trust you on this. If I do that, and then now all of a sudden I can't trust you, how can I go back to you? Do I just go back to you because you're the first rounder? Is that required? I don't think that's required. I think that's earned here.
617-779-0985. Let's get to some of your calls, as promised. Aldo in Ludlow. Aldo.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And I think it's only because of, what is this, the seventh time we've gone up against Coach O'Brien? He finally gets it right.
This is the sixth, so he's now 1-5.
Right. He finally gets it right. Those guys have been together longer than we've had our guys. I just think that the whole reason why Coach Belichick wanted to keep Garoppolo again is because he saw the deterioration that was going to come.
So Garoppolo's going to make this crew salary rounded better.
No, you're
That's
right.
That's ridiculous.
So.
Come on.
Well,
just brought up the Texans. Look who the three guys for the Texans are: DeAndre Hopkins, Fuller, and Kenny Stills. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good three right there. They got some big tight ends. And your tight ends made two plays last night. You threw them twice. It caught both. Why can't you go to him? Back to your point of, you know, play design, scheme. I don't know. Can you get more out of your
Well, it feels like Josh McDaniels is skating because
well,
of
is it
the...
just part of this? He just say, hey, this is what I'm dealt with, and this is my personnel grouping. I think you got porked by two things. You allowed the tight end to hang in the balance in the offseason, which limited you and what you could do in free agency or who you could go acquire as a tight end. And I think he strung you out too. I think they porked each other. And I think it's to what you said, it's sort of a domino effect, right? Does James White have safeties and linebackers on him, or now does he get a nickel corner?
Well, last night when he was making all his catches, it was because he has a linebacker.
Well, I hate to bring up the tight end, but with Gronkowski out there, is Philip Dorsett a 4 and a 5 instead of a 1 or a 2? Like, everybody's role changes. Now, Edelman becomes your 1. He's your 1.
And is Sanu a solid 2? That remains to be seen.
He just got here midseason, so I think he's still learning the system. It's not like they play together a ton, but at least he's a pro.
Yeah. Kevin's in Randolph. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
I love the show.
Thank you.
Randolph. I just think that
I drive through there on the way here.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. I just think that Tom's got to tone it down a little bit, I think. You know, you're making the young guys feel a little, you know, a little uneasy out there, I think. So it's hard for them to pick things up.
I think there's something to this because Jacoby Myers, after the game last night, once again, speaking from a standpoint of fear, I think these young guys do sort of fear Brady.
I mean, you're walking into it. I mean, if you've been around a game of football, you know what that guy's accomplished. And if you have any historical perspective of how this team's coached.
And I understand that.
What the expectations are here.
And you know my...
They're in a tough spot. These young guys are in a tough spot.
You know my thought
on they're put in a tough spot because of one thing. I mean, this is who you selected to go roll with here.
You know, Myers, you only get so many chances, honestly, so I need to tighten up, get my stuff together, make sure we don't have any more instances like that, talking about the play where Brady wanted him to keep going up the sideline, and he didn't. He stopped.
But,
and Brady was pissed.
Brady snapped at him, yep. But
these guys, I just feel like they're talking from a standpoint like fear, like, oh, boy, I pissed off Tom.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you watch Brady, and you know his mannerisms and interactions. I just think he's trying to rally him again. Like, that's what you want. I want that fire. I want that competitiveness, you know, that you get from him. You know, when he sits there and takes it, just sits there and stares at the ground, it's over.
I think when Brady's on the sideline, you saw that last night. You know, did you read his lips? You got to be faster.
We got to come out of the breaks. We got to move. We got to get open. You know, it's just, you know, every play
and you know
contested.
What I think happens there?
Every throw is contested.
I think Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry and anyone else is saying, does he think we're not trying? Does he think we're not going as fast as we can go? We're not going half speed or three-quarter speed. And I think Brady expects these guys to be better than what they are. And he's just not willing to come to the realization that they're not as good as he wants them to be.
I think he's starting to. I mean, he's talking about realistic expectations. I mean,
so maybe that hit him after the game. I can't expect more out of these guys.
You win in
this
Philly.
Is
you, were down,
are,
you were down and, in Philly on maybe, the road. And yeah. you came back in that game, right? That yeah. should be like, I'm not feeling it. Something ain't right.
And by the way,
I mean, it's been you've been sensing this.
This is the problem, though. On a night like last night, Brady didn't look good. Brady had one of his worst games of the year last night.
Well, you start getting hit, too, and then you become uneasy. It's a human element.
Whatever it is, right? I mean, he just didn't play well. Guys have games where they don't play well. He did not play well last night. He was missing throws. Throws were high.
Tackles were in trouble last night. You're down to your third center. Cannon, I'm not making excuses, but
Cannon had a horrible game. Cannon sucked last night.
He's still sick.
Yeah, he's got something going on because he didn't look like himself.
It's hard to sit here and rip guys that... And I said this after the game too. The most difficult thing about playing here.
He left at one point.
Oh yeah, he was listed as questionable illness.
As I said last night,
questionable.
Got to go
illness.
Maybe take care of some business there.
Yeah,
and make it back out on the field.
Guy could be puking. He could be getting IV. You don't know what the hell he's doing.
And he looked. Remember when he had those really bad games when he first came into the league? Remember that? He had a couple of clunkers in there. I was like, this looks like young Marcus Cannon again. You know,
him and Fleming stack. Yeah early days.
He didn't look like himself. He was a horrible game for him.
Yeah, but when he's right, he's
good. But Brady didn't look good. And so back to that point, on a night where Brady's not playing well, how does that sort of resonate with the guys who are hearing that? Like, all right, Tom, well, you suck tonight too. Like, you know, what is it that puts you above this problem tonight? Because you're not playing well either. And that's a rare thing for him. But last night it was true.
And when you stack all that together, it's natural too, at 42, you don't.
You have less patience. You have less patience.
You know, time is of the essence. And you become more frustrated. You're not in year three, four, five, six. You know, I got a lot of football in front of me. You don't have a lot of football.
You have less patience in the big picture. You have less patience day to day.
The end is near.
You're like, I'm 42. I'm not dealing with this crap anymore, right? You just get to a point where you feel like you shouldn't have to deal with some of the crap, I bet.
Like I said, first third downs of the game, you get two rookies to your left. Guys that haven't really made plays. You said, man, Jacoby's just another guy, right?
Jag.
The kid's in his third game. Man. You're on the road. It's noisy.
I know that sounds bad when you say it, when you say Jacoby Myers, you know, Jag. But I don't think there's any difference between him and any other guy you draft in the fifth or sixth round that was decent in college. Like, you can find those guys.
Well, you tried to sign
Ken
Brown
Tompkins.
Too. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
I don't see that developing into any more than what it is. And so if the team is putting stock in him over a guy like Sanu right now.
You might be forced to because of injury.
That is scary.
But you don't know the percentage of the injury. You don't know what this guy's doing. They're never going to say, hey, we're going to blame this on illness. Other coaches will say, Mike Tomlin, we had 17 guys that have been on IVs, probably down to 65% operational value of it. And that guy's coaching his ass off. Yeah, man. Not to say this team's not well coached. They're well coached. Just made some bad errors last night.
617-779-0985. But let's talk about the positive here when we come back on the other side. Because it may not be as bad as we think it is. Feels bad today in the moment. Maybe it's not as bad as we think.
I thought it was over last year.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody.
Need to reach the 6 for a first down. They're 21 yards away from a touchdown to set up an extra point for Tom. Hogan, Gronk, Edelman to the right. Patterson is now in there to the left. White shifts to the left of Brady. Edelman now motions in the left slot. Ball's on the near hash, the right hash from the 21. Four down linemen for the Steelers. Everybody else is back. Shotgun snap to Brady. Dancing in the pocket. Throw into the end zone for Edelman. Ball's tipped and it lands incomplete with 14 seconds to go. Brady in a seated position, knocked down after the throw, will be helped to his feet to walk to the far side and then to head back home in the wake of another loss on the road. And the Patriots about to fall to 9-5.
Worst part about it, two gross losses in the month of December.
Yeah, remember 9-5?
That felt? 9-5.
There were 9-5 football team.
Did Brady play well in that game?
I don't think so.
Sort of similar, right? Here we are bitching about Gronkowski, yet Hogan, Gronkowski, I think you said Cordarrelle Patterson. He went in the game because they took Gordon. Gordon just checked out. That was that weird end of Gordon season, right? Yeah, you put Cordarrelle Patterson in the game there. Edelman and White.
They lost 17-10. They couldn't move the football. They only scored 10 points.
Their line was together. They were playing together. Man.
I don't know. I look back at that one and say.
Very similar type game.
A lot of problems that day. A lot of problems.
Pittsburgh had a lot of firepower on offense. Roethlisberger was playing well. Their defense wasn't great.
And their, right? Yeah.
That's a good comparison. Yet you were 9-5. You couldn't win a game on the damn road. Like, is this part of the positive this year? Like, they're better this year? But it doesn't feel like it? Because they never hit stride on offense.
And their one, they hit their one touchdown, offense? Their one touchdown that Pittsburgh game was that Chris Hogan bomb.
Yeah.
63 yards.
Well, that makes you think, man. And
you're like, oh,
we
whoa.
Get so caught up in the moment. I don't want to say it's overreaction, but I mean, it's the overanalyzation. Yeah, it is.
Here are the Patriots' drives in the Pittsburgh game last year. Three plays, 77 yards, and a touchdown. That included a 63-yard touchdown for Chris Hogan. After that, five plays, 32 yards, punt.
It seemed like Hogan was getting squeezed out, too, last year at that time.
Five plays, 22 yards, punt. Three plays and out. 5 yards, punt. Six plays, 21 yards, punt. Second half, four plays, 17 yards, punt. 13 plays, 63 yards. They got into the red zone, but what do you know? The drive stalled out in the red zone. They settled for three. After that, it was a Brady interception. Joe Hayden.
Yeah, it was in front of Edelman.
And then the end of Gronkowski. The game. Yeah. Where the Patriots were in desperation mode, and they ended up turning the ball over on downs.
Edelman got nicked up in that game too, right? At the end there. The knee.
So that game was bad for the Patriots offense, and they only gave up 17 points on the road to Pittsburgh. And it sort of had a similar feel at this time last year when that happened.
See, I thought that was it. I thought, you know, like I said, two gross losses on the road. Like, the Miami game was before that. And that one was just, that was shock and awe. Like, you didn't finish that game. You had the game won. You're thinking, man, you just let that slip. Like, that's a bad one.
Yep. Brady saying, we haven't played very well on the road. Obviously, what we're doing isn't good enough. That's what Brady said. Tough loss in Pittsburgh last year. Similar problems offensively. They went on to win the Super Bowl. So they've had their backs against the wall before. I know they had Rob Gronkowski last year. I know that's a major difference offensively. But they've been in bad spots like this recently, and they've been able to turn it around. The question is, maybe this time, is there a belief that they can turn it around? Was Tom Brady ready to believe there was a chance of turning things around last season, whereas this season he's not?
I mean, he had to keep going to Gronkowski, like, to boost his confidence. And, like, remember, like, Gronkowski made that catch against the Chiefs, like, thanks for coming to me. What, are you kidding me? Hell yeah, I'm going to come to you. And there were stretches where, like, he was just on the side of a milk carton. Like, this is not good. This is the beginning of the end. And it wasn't. They went on a hell of a run.
Joe in West Boylston. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Yeah.
I know this is going to be the sky is falling week, but you got to remember, this is the annual lose to the ex-coaching staff Patriots on the road. And McDaniels and Brady are going to get blamed, just like they got blamed against Vrabel, against Tennessee on the road, against Matt Patricia and the Lions we lost last year. This stuff dates back to Eric Mangini with the Jets. I mean, Josh McDaniels beat us, for crying out loud, on the road. It just is what it is. I have no idea why, but
see, the best thing about the players is, like, we'll dwell on this game because, I mean, we do a talk show, so we're gonna you talk about it continually. Fans are way more, I don't want to say emotionally invested. Not that you're not invested as a player, but you're so conditioned. Man, we got to turn the page to get ready for Kansas City. Like, you're into Kansas City right now. Like, you can't really think about, oh, Jesus, we really squandered that one. We flunked. That's a bad one there. That one's going to sit in our court. No. You know what the hell you have coming into town this week? You got to get ready for a 425 game. National TV game. Get ready for it. Let's go. Like, players will turn the page a little quicker. And Brady said, too, like, we've lost games before. We've dealt with losses. We kind of know how to do this, but you got to have mental toughness. That's what you're going to find out. Do they have that? Even after that 9-5, you know, say that finish in Pittsburgh, did they look really good in those two last home games after that? Not really. I mean, they won those games. They had to win them. They won out to secure a bye. But it didn't feel like, boy, they figured things out against your two divisional opponents because you didn't really respect the division at that time a year ago. Where now you look at Buffalo, you respect Buffalo. They're a game behind you. Holy crap, you got to play the year out. When the hell that last time happened? Got to go all the way back to like 2010. We're like, wow, end of the year divisional games mattered. It's been a while. It's been almost a decade.
617-779-0985. Why the Patriots were stupid coming up at 11. They lose, so it's on them. Be prepared for that. Plenty more to get to today. Read and react next hour as well. And a great Sounds of Sunday coming up at 12:50 as we react all day long to the Patriots' loss in Houston last night with your participation. 617-779-0985. You got something else, though?
No.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and inches. Ball splits the hash marks at the Houston 41.5. Sanu, Edelman, Lacoste to the right. Dorsett left. Brady under center with White behind him.
Sneak here.
Lacoste motions to the right wing. Brady waits on the snap from Ferentz. He takes it, drops back with a play fake to White. Sets up in the pocket. Throws it across the middle and a... incompletion. Knocked away from Sanu. Ball jarred free by the veteran Jonathan Joseph. The Patriots elected to throw it, and they're denied.
Great accurate throw. That's a drop by Sanu on the drag.
A few items in the mix here. Number one, is it as bad as it seems? Number two, why is Josh McDaniels skating? That's part of it.
He's a likable coach.
He is a likable coach.
Yeah.
It's not about likability. Tom Brady's a likable quarterback.
He's been creative over the years. He's been able to scheme things. I mean, they've had issues.
I think he's excellent. I like Josh McDaniels a lot.
They've had issues. This isn't like, oh my God, they get inside the five, and this is a new 2019 thing. It's been going on for years. Running the football is a mentality. For whatever reason, it freaking flipped last year, late. And they were able to run it, and you couldn't stop it. And Devlin was teeing up on people, and you got edge blocking. Your center was healthy. I mean, again, you're down to your third center. And I didn't think Ferentz was that bad last night when he came in the game. Like, he didn't lose his mind. He didn't not get a call. Pointing out the mic. Yeah, he's down low. Snaps are a little bit low, but he hasn't been in there. But he was pretty stout up front. You know? And I guess Karras, you know, MCL, right? I think that's what rap sheet had today. So they hope he should be able to return. We'll see. MCLs are usually a four-week thing. You know, Lyman sort of taped those up and go with them a little bit earlier than a guy that could run and cut on it because your whole game's gone if you can't cut and push off that leg. Lyman's more of a straight ahead thing. So
617-779-0985. I just know that when your offense goes bad, your defense goes bad. Sometimes you got to look at the coaching too. Can't all just be about not having enough. Tom is in Maine today. Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. You talked a few minutes ago, like being on the 1 or 1 yard line. They should have a running back where they don't have to rely on the pass all the time, because inside the 20, they've had trouble all year long. I think that on when they play a team that's got a fast quarterback, that they're slow. I think the linebackers are slow, and they can get to the outside real quick. But I think like in last year, we had a pick in the third round. I think we wasted it on a running back out of Alabama, if I'm correct.
So you're talking about Damian Harris, who hasn't really right. contributed anything. Yep.
Right. And, you know, so I question some of Coach Belichick's moves. But like I said, they've had trouble inside the 20 all year long. And if they had a big pounding back like Chubbs from Cleveland or whatever, it would take
How
a lot of
How about Sony Michel? What are your thoughts on Sony Michel? You don't think he can be that guy?
He's not consistent.
And you thought he was inconsistent last night?
I think he played last week and then first half last night.
No, I think that I think he hesitates. I don't think he's got that power that can really push a lineman, like, say, on the one-yard line. I mean, you know, guys, if you got a guy like Chubb on the one-yard line, you're going to get the touchdown.
That is part of Sony's style. He is that drop-step delay. I think he's a better counter runner than a power guy, so to speak, where, you know, you hand the ball to Burkhead, boom, it's downhill. I'm not saying put Burkhead in there. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to criticize Sony when he had 15 snaps, touched it 10 times.
Yep.
Was running the ball well early in the game.
Four carries on the opening drive. And he had three
you're averaging
more.
5 yards a carry.
He had three more carries.
It's not like he had 10 carries and 18 yards.
Yeah, he had three more carries the rest of the first half and then three more carries all of the second half. And his 10 touches came on 15 snaps in the game last night.
Is he a guy that is...
What could your problem possibly be with Sony Michel last night?
Based on what you know about Sony Michel and watching him in a lot of games, is he a guy that gets better the more you give it to him?
It's yeah, rhythm of, runner.
He's a rhythm,
absolutely.
He's a rhythmic runner, right? There are guys that need to touch the ball a lot. He's not one of those guys you could say, hey, four series, go sit over there, and then we're going to come back and run you three plays.
I just don't know how you could be critical of that player today. He didn't play. They didn't use him enough. They went away from him after having success with him on the opening drive. That's coaching. Pete's in Bridgewater. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So to touch on a little bit of everything, the run game did look better, you know, last night. But you know, just taking Lamar Jackson and how they run the ball, I feel like the run game is so one dimensional. It's picked up easily by defense. Like I said, they did look better last night. But, again, just being so one-dimensional with the understanding that Brady is not going to run the ball. He's not going to trick anybody. He's not going to, you know, sweep left or right with the ball and take it on himself. But I feel like they can do better there with the pass game being what it is.
Who other than Lamar Jackson gives you that sort of element at the position?
Well, just, you know, just the simple fakes. I mean, they actually do trick the defense with his fake handoffs, and when he takes the ball
I think his ball handling is really, really good. Like that's part of his element of his quickness is, you know, his quickness makes up for his ability to delay that fake more and ride it more. There aren't many in the league to do that. I mean, this quarterback's not going to do it. Brady's a good play faker. I, you know, part of getting Brady in rhythm is off the reverse play fake when he snaps the shoulders back, plants, and is decisive with the ball. It almost forces you to become more decisive when you max protect that and you have that action as opposed to just putting in a gun and sitting there reading, hang, and wait. Wait for guys to get open. Now, I'd like to see more crossing routes. I don't know. Natural pick plays, right? I mean, around a ton of those. Like, maybe you don't have the person that'll do that. Amendola could do it. You know, Edelman could do it. It's part of those combinations. Hogan did some of that. Going back to last year, Cordarrelle Patterson, how many times did he get flagged for illegal picks? I mean, and you end up finding out, okay, we can't run it with this guy.
Let's go to, Wolf, who's in Rhode Island. Wolf.
Yeah, I think they wanted to run the ball more last night, but they got too deep in a hole. But and you saw Brady's frustration couple weeks back with Michelle. He just can't catch the ball. How many times they try to go to him, he can't catch the ball, and that's part of the reason Michelle's not getting enough action there. Now, my big thing is, with the draft last year, we've seen this Harry guy four games. Did they make a big mistake by not taking Deebo Samuel? The kid wanted to come here. You heard that in the headlines, but look at what he's done for San Fran. Does he fit the system better here? I mean, he would have been Edelman's follow-up guy, I think. And
okay, you can make this case about a lot of guys that got drafted.
Yeah.
Either before The one guy that was drafted before N'Keal Harry in the draft, a wide receiver.
I don't know. Draft that guy and sit him for 8 weeks. Pretend he gets hurt. Like, where's he in the pecking order?
N'Keal Harry was the second receiver drafted in that draft behind Marquise Brown. Yeah. Marquise Brown, who has 36 catches for 520 yards so far and 6 touchdowns. Deebo Samuel, who the caller mentioned.
Deebo.
42 catches. He leads. He's tied for the rookie lead of guys who were drafted last year. 42 catches, 564 yards, 3 touchdowns. Let's go to A.J. Brown, 34 catches for 626 and 4 scores. Yeah. Hardman has 23 catches for the Chiefs, 450 yards and 5 touchdowns. The D.K. Metcalf in Seattle, we've brought his name up a bunch. He was one of those guys who went in the second round with that big group of receivers.
Yeah.
38 catches, 630 yards, 5 touchdowns for him. And Terry McLaurin, who's playing for a bad team in the Redskins, has been able to put up numbers. 42 for 646 and 5 scores. Rookie receivers are crushing it in the league this year. And the Patriots drafted the second receiver in the draft, and he has not produced. He was hurt. So that's a big part of it.
8 weeks, man. That's half a season, man.
Last night, after a touchdown in his first game, felt like a step back for him. Disappointing night for N'Keal Harry and for the Patriots overall.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.